We've been working on the show since July, and our exhibitors are excited to be back. The mass majority of who we've had in the last 38 years of the show are back. We will have in excess of 350 exhibitors again, with over 1,000 trade show booths all under one roof. So we're excited. You know, we need to get back to normal. And from Prairieland Park's perspective, you know, we need to support the agriculture industry, and this is one of the ways that we do it.
And the ag industry operates on that person-to-person contact, and you could talk to people on the phone, and you can do Zooms, and you can do other social media stuff, but there's nothing like talking to a person face-to-face and catching up with people you might not have seen in a long time.
Yeah, I think part of the great part about Crop Production Show is the getting together with your peers and, you know, meeting somebody that you haven't seen for a while and having a coffee. And but yeah, our exhibitors are telling us that they need to get back in front of their customers. They want that face-to-face contact, and this show has always been about doing business, and I think it's going to be the same thing this year, and that's what we're geared up for.
When do the exhibitors start moving into Prairieland Park?
We actually start moving equipment in this afternoon. It's a three-day process for all the large equipment, the tractors, the combines, the grain carts, all of those things. So for the next three really, really cold days, we'll be moving equipment in. And it's extremely hard on exhibitors, but, you know, they really want to be here, and that's evident in the numbers that we have again this year. And it's evident in the kinds of equipment that's coming in. I mean, it's going to be 38 below and we've got combines coming in. So that tells me that the exhibitors want to be here.
Are we going to have a full show like we usually do in regards to exhibit space?
We're, you know, maybe a few down, but we've done a renovation in one of our buildings, which made us alter the layout a little bit. So we have had to sort of reconfigure the buildings. Hall D and E have a different look. So we have lost a few spaces. We have a new concession and seating area, so that's taken up a few of our trade show spaces. So the show will have a bit of a different look. And honestly, we have had a couple cancellations in the last couple days just because of travel restrictions by certain companies, but not anything major.
Now, I've been looking at the Crop Production Show Twitter feed, and you're going to have a lot of new companies at this year's show as well.
We do. We've had the opportunity to be able to get some new companies in that have been trying to get into the show for years. And that's because I think in the last 2 years, since we haven't had the show, companies have either closed, you know, maybe some of the smaller companies, they've just retired. And with the situation in the last couple of years, some companies have chosen not to do trade shows anymore. So it's allowed some of these new companies that, again, have been trying to get into the show for years and years and years to get in. And we're really excited about being able to offer that to our patrons.
Crop Production Show working closely with the various producer groups out there, the Sask Wheat, Sask Barley, Sask Canola, Saskatchewan Pulse Grower, Sask Flax, Canary Seed, and apologies if I've left anybody out, but they're all having their annual meetings at Prairieland Park at various times, and that's important as well, working with those producer groups.
It is. We've been, we're really excited to have all of those groups here. Most of them will be in person. A lot of them will be a hybrid meeting where they'll be in person and will be broadcast out. So it's good for the show and it's good for the groups to have everyone under one roof.